Okay, everybody, well, let's get started, shall we? So, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'd like everybody to just close your eyes now. And just center yourselves in your heart. Now, I'd like everyone to know and see and feel flame in your heart. And see this flame in your heart expanding out, growing larger and larger and larger and larger, so that your entire body is surrounded by the flame of your heart. So that this flame, this energy, this love that you are, is now 6 feet around you. And now with the same light and love, bring this energy down through your lower chakras, activating your lower chakras. Extending this energy down to and below your feet, anchoring this column of light into the core of the earth. And fully feel this energy anchored in the earth. And now extend this column above you through the higher dimensions, through the moon and the sun, central moon, central sun. Great central moon and great central sun. And continuing on up, welcome whoever has joined. Just doing a meditation. Just close your eyes. See a column of light around you. Send your column of light up through great, great central sun, the great, great, great central sun, all the way to source. And everyone, feel your connection to source and feel yourself grounded in Mother Earth. Now I'm just going to call in for assistance for us all. Calling in the Ascended Masters now to join us and be with us, surround us all in beautiful golden columns of light. The angels and archangels to be with us, join us and play with us. The fairies and divas, I call upon Mother Gaia to be with us now. And all the Masters of Shambhala, Master Dwalkul, Lady Nada, Lord Sananda, Lord Ishtar, Kuan Yin, Zanael, Shamuel, Raphael, Mikael. And I want everyone to now place your consciousness, your mind, your thoughts, your perceptions, the energy of your entire consciousness that surrounds your body. Center this in your heart now. So that you're thinking, feeling, perceiving everything through your heart. Of your energy, this love light that we have created. Now this is your natural state, this love light that is 6 feet around you, the energy of your heart. And I recommend that you all do this every day. Expand your energy out. By expanding your energy out, by activating and opening your chakras through this, more is available for your spirit to enter your body. Your spirit, your God presence, is a huge, vast energy, larger than you can imagine. When you're open, when your energies are open, when your column of light is open, and your frequencies are aligned to openness, to Christ consciousness. So open your hearts further now, expanding your energy even further, expanding your hearts, opening farther, 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 the light expanding, 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 as large as your city or your town, wherever you're living, as large as the country that you're living in, expanding, 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 and as large as the entire planet. I call now for a Merkaba activation to combine all of our energies together. So I want everyone to just see a tapestry of energy connecting all of us together, all of our hearts connected together, all of our light connected together. So once again, everyone connects to the tapestry of all of the beings that are on this call right now. Connect to the divine connection of this. A part of one of my great joys is to connect to divine family members. And this is one of the purposes of these teleclasses, as I'm now calling them. To connect divine family together. And through these divine connections, we are better able, more empowered to accomplish what we have come here to do, because we have not come here to work on solo missions. We have come here to work together. The vision of heaven on earth that we have come here to accomplish will only happen together when we work together, and as we work together. And I can guarantee to each one of you that you have all come to this planet to create an entirely new civilization. And you are creating this civilization by creating heaven in your life, which is the purpose of these calls. Learn how, or remember, how to create heaven in your life. Now, how do we do that? You are given a hint already. Through the meditation that we have begun, you begin by anchoring yourself fully upon the planet. Without anchoring yourself upon the planet, it will be very difficult for you to anchor your divine vibration. There is a tendency for us beloveds to be floating above the planet, so to speak. We float above the planet oftentimes because we are fearful. There are energies, aspects of ourselves, soul extensions, that have difficulties being here. Because we are connected to all of these aspects of ourselves on soul level, any of these aspects that have difficulties being on this planet, as we embody our divinity, struggle, and in a sense, block the divine energy coming through. Now, the easy way around that is to assist our beloved soul extensions and aspects to come into alignment, which is one of the primary things that I do, and it is one of the primary things that everyone must learn to do, where we must bring all aspects of ourselves into alignment, back into love, which is what we are doing on a planetary level. You can look upon yourself as a grand cavalcade of beings that are all connected in some way as a divine family. As we are on this planet, we are one family. Whether the beings upon this planet believe it or not, we are one family. There is only one family. And by grounding your vibrations upon this planet, you say to the universe, I am here now. I am fully here on this planet. So I would like you all to ground your energies once again, deep into the earth. Grounding, grounding, grounding. And saying to the universe, I am here now. I am ready. Ready or not, here I come. I am ready to co-create heaven on earth with my other buddies, my divine family, who are here in body, and my divine family who are not, that are on the other dimensions, waiting to assist us. And I have just given you another hint. We have great assistance available to us. And you would do yourselves great services to always ask for assistance. Ask for assistance from your God presences. Ask for assistance from the angels and the ascended masters. We are here to help. It is our job, and you don't want us to just be sitting around twiddling our thumbs, watching telly. We want to help you. It is our joy and passion to help. We are also here to create heaven on earth. We are here to co-create heaven on earth with you and with each other and with the beloved planet and all of the energies upon us. The animals and the plants. And we ask you all now to connect to the unified field, the unified field of energies that is connecting everything, is everything, is creation itself. It is the energy that penetrates and is surrounds and is in around and in everything. Connect to this now. This is the energy of creation. This is the energy that you work with, consciously or unconsciously. If you decide to work with this energy consciously, then you will be able to create what you have come here to create. Typical humanity is creating in unison also with the unified field. But they are creating unconsciously. All of the unconscious patterns that are going on in their energy fields and in their mind and in their thoughts and in their unconscious, which emanates from all their past experiences in this lifetime and others, is emanating out, creating their reality. Now, our goal as a group today and as individuals is to align more further with the unified field and with our own divine will, the will of our spirits, the will of our spirits in unison with our personal will. When your personal will, which has a tendency in the old patterns to run around here, there, and everywhere trying to survive, but we are no longer interested in just surviving. We are interested in thriving. And in combination with your spirit, you can thrive. So I would like everyone now to just call in their God presence. Just say, I call now for my God presence to merge with me now. To fill every cell of my being. And feel your God presence filling every cell of your being. Filling your energy field.
filling your organs, your bones, your muscles. And feel the creative power of your God presence. You will feel that you can do anything. You can accomplish anything. And this is absolutely true. You are superheroes. The spirit of your God presence, you can leap buildings in a single bound, fly faster than a speeding bullet. There is a reason that Superman is on television again. You remind us all that we are all superheroes. So I would like you all now to say, I am a superhero. I can accomplish anything with the power of my God presence. With the power of my God presence, I can accomplish anything. I am creating heaven in my life right now. With every thought, with every word, with every action. So I want you all once again, keep continuing to feel this power. And don't forget to breathe. Breathe deeply, bringing this power in, bringing your spirit in. And connecting to the unified field once again, breathing in the unified field. And knowing that the unified field is completely unconditional. It does whatever you want it to do, which means every single conscious, evil, or even unconscious perception. The unified field knows all, sees all. And all the unconscious perceptions are also emanating out from your energy. Now, they are all unconscious. What do you do with those? How do you deal with them? How do I deal with my unconscious when it's unconscious? Well, this is why we provide many tricks for you. Little things that can assist you. One of the greatest assistances that you can avail yourself to is divine sound. We will do some divine sound for you now, some toning and light language, which is huge assistance for your unconscious perception. The unconscious emanating from your soul extensions and the aspects of your beingness from your lifetimes upon this planet and other planets, soul extensions, other dimensions, other times, other spaces. This is why sound is so important. This is why the Tibetans, our beloved Tibetan brothers and sisters who chant so deeply, clears the unconscious. Sandai, as I do this, I want you to just feel and connect to your unconscious, to everything, all aspects of yourself. Experience them centering into this present moment. This is the goal. Get you into the present and get every aspect of you into the present. This is why we enjoy to sing so much and hear music. It's a very powerful tool. It blends the two hemispheres of the brain together. One hemisphere being for words and the other for music. One being male, one being female. Brings you into the present. Takes your cares away. And grounding your spirit now deep into your legs. Grounding your power deep into your legs and even below your legs all the way down to the core of the earth. I ask everyone to see all of the power that you have given away across space, time, and dimension, returning to you now through tendrils of light coming through your chakras, through your crown, but through your entire energy system. Filaments of light returning the power to you. And ground this power deep into your body and chakras and down into the earth. Feel this power. All of the times and all of the energy. This lifetime and others, where you have given power away to everything, to people, to energy, to systems, to spirituality, to religion, to politics, to government, to family, to community, to ideals, perceptions, beliefs. See all of this returning to you now. Returns, your energy expands even further. And a rainbow of energy opens up your entire upper area around your crown, around your head, on all of your energy fields. And the angels assist us to bring all this power back to us, to retrieve it. Grounding this energy once again fully into the earth. And continue to breathe, breathing in this power. are a few more keys that we give you. Craving your power. Where are you giving your power away in your daily life? Where have you given your power away in your past? And the breath. Don't forget to breathe, for consciousness follows breath. And divinity follows consciousness. Divine power follows consciousness. When you are conscious, when you are present, your spirit may be here. When you are here, there, and everywhere, your spirit is not nowhere to go. There is no room for spirit. But when you are present, centered in your heart, centered in your consciousness, centered in your chakras, centered in your energy field, centered in your columns of light, spirit goes, yee-haw, I can jump in now. Now this spirit is you. There is no separation between you and spirit. It is merely our human perception that there is a separation between us. And this separation is just part of the fun, part of the experience of being in a human body. It is all part of the plan to experience this, and for our spirits to experience being human. For you are both. You are human, you are spirit. You are spirit experiencing being human. You are a human experiencing being a spirit. You are a spirit experiencing a human being feeling connected, disconnected, all the feelings. You are a human experiencing these same feelings, feeling disconnected, feeling connected, feeling one with spirit or feeling disconnected from spirit. So we keep saying this to give you a perception that you are spirit. And as a child, we ask you to imagine this. As you were able to do when you were a child, when you would see yourself as a superhero or as a cowboy or whatever. And you created a reality around you with your friends. You acted out, did this and did that, and ran here and created forts. And we ask you now, with this same vibration, with this same childlike spirit, that is your true essence, this childlike spirit. The childlike spirit is what creates. The childlike spirit is what creates. The childlike spirit goes, I can create this. I just am creating this right now. The childlike spirit does not think, I cannot do that. Only the human mind and perceptions and beliefs that come in that are taught to our beloved children say, you cannot do this. And in the same vein for ourselves. Only the grown-up adult in us that says, you should, you should not, you should, you should not, that causes us to believe otherwise, that we are anything other than superheroes, that we are anything other than super spirits. So connect once again to your beloved spirit. See your spirit surrounding, embracing you, completely embodying every cell of your being. See it and believe it, and it is so. whose spirit is embodying you now. The spirit resides always within you. Spirit is not separate from you. But your spirit is a vast energy. This is why we have this perception that spirit is outside of us. Or in a sense, spirit is, because spirit is so big. But spirit is within us. We are spirit. One spirit. And all that you can imagine yourself to be, you are that. And much, 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 much more. We ask you to feel this, connect to this. The vastness of your spirit. To the vastness of your power. To the vastness of your divinity. You are this vastness. You are this creative power, this creative energy. You are divine compassion, divine love. Everything that you can imagine a wonderful master to be. You are this now. You merely perceive from your human perception that you are otherwise. But we ask you to let this go now. It is time to play. It is time to imagine and know through your divine imagination, your divine creative spirit, your childlike spirit that can create anything at any time from absolutely nothing. We ask you all to breathe once again, breathing in your spirit, breathing in your childlike spirit. Breathing in the unified field. You may easily connect to the unified field in your daily meditations by connecting to the trees and the plants and the flowers. They are connected. They are connected in one grid, the natural grid. By emanating your love, you are acting with and using your creative power. By connecting to the unified field, you are utilizing your creative power. By using your imagination, you are utilizing your creative power. This is how you create reality. This is how you consciously create reality. You have previously unconsciously created reality, or you were creating reality consciously to a certain percentage, and yet there were certain percentages at different times in your life, more or less, your reality being created by your unconscious reality. It is now time to create fully consciously. Your goal, If you decide to accept this mission, is to completely bring full consciousness to absolutely everything you do. That means absolutely everything. That means bringing God, bringing Spirit into absolutely everything you do. Which means you have to be a bit tenacious in your awareness, being conscious. Not that you necessarily need to monitor yourself as if you are a policeman, but what you have to do is you have to fully blend and meld the divine masculine and the divine feminine, the divine adult and the divine child, so to speak. The divine child, which is completely irresponsible and does what it feels to do, creates anything in the moment. But this divine child is not irresponsible in the sense that it does wrong. For every child knows right and wrong. Every human being upon planet Earth knows right and wrong. There is no need for laws. There is no need for governing. Everyone knows what is right, what is wrong, and what is good and what is bad. What is compassionate and what is judgmental. And the adult part of ourselves knows what should be done and what needs to be done to help ourselves, to protect ourselves. The divine masculine knows what needs to be done in the world to accomplish what we have come here to accomplish. And the divine feminine knows what energies need to be invoked, what alchemy needs to be accomplished, what little ingredients need to be put into the cauldron so that we may fully create with the energies available to us. And we ask you all now to know that these are the energies within you. As you all know, you are all masculine and feminine, regardless of how you look and what genitalia you have, and what type of person you're attracted to, and so on and so forth. You are all masculine and feminine within. It is a wonderful journey, is it not? Being in a human body and being female or masculine. Or the everything in between. But all the while, within, is the masculine and feminine. And also the divine child. The divine child is within every one of us. This is the intention of the father and the mother and the child. And the whole Jesus story as a Christ child. For we are all the Christ children. And when you are balanced in your own masculine and feminine, then the divine child may come out and create. And the divine child is created, and creations are created. Once again, I ask you all to feel the divine masculine and the divine feminine within. And feel the child that is created through this divine synergy. Through this divine marriage, through the love making of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. For it is a beautiful romance. And through this divine romance, you are able to create anything in your life. So we ask you now, through the divine child, to imagine everything that you desire to create in your life. And we ask you to look big, to think big. Be less concerned about where your rent is going to be paid, and think big right now. Look upon this planet. What would you like to create upon this planet? This is another key that we give you. To think big. To look big, to feel big, to perceive big, to envision big. When you keep your heart and mind and consciousness focused upon the big goal, the little steps along the way can take care of themselves. When you allow spirit to embody you, to keep you focused upon the big goal, then the smaller ones along the way can take place, take care of themselves. It is like you are putting the plane on automatic pilot. You are putting your focus, your consciousness on automatic pilot. And the goal, the destination, is what is programmed into the computer. We are programming our computers now. And now what is our goal? Our goals are heaven on earth. That's a big goal. A new civilization of light. You have all come to this planet to create a whole new civilization. And we ask you now to envision this. There are many projects that will be need to be created. Much funding to be manifested. So we need you all to be completely empowered. And you don't become empowered by being a big man or a big woman and being, you know, powerful in the world. You become powerful creator with the simple child that can imagine. Whatever you can imagine, you can create. So we ask you all now to fully connect to the divine child right now. We ask you to see yourself as children. And to imagine this perfect civilization that you have come here to create. To see it. See the beauty when we are fully open to being in tune with nature. When we are fully open to being in tune with each other. When a perfect stranger that we see on the street, we go to them and we hug them and we go, "It is beautiful to see you. It is wonderful to be in your presence. It has been a millennia since I have seen you. And now you are in a different body. What a fabulous body you have created for yourself. Thank you for coming to planet Earth. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be in your presence again." When you can hold out your arm and an eagle lands on your arm and you give the eagle a big kiss. When you can jump in the water and go play with the dolphins and dolphins and you snuggle up with them and kiss them. Because they are not afraid of you. You are not afraid of them. And know that every single aspect of your life that you desire to create for yourself, whether it is connecting to divine family, whether it is manifesting great wealth, beautiful employment, where you are supported holistically on all levels, financially, health-wise, you manifest divine family around you. Your relationships are beautiful. You are opening to and embodying your divinity. And your keepership, what you have come to this planet to offer to humanity, to awaken humanity. Your divine function, as it were. See yourselves activating these divine functions now. Be them, even if you do not know what they are. Act like you do. Act like a child does. When a child goes, "I am Superman," and I can fly, and I can run super fast. You are all superheroes once again. This should have been the name for this conference. We're all superheroes. You can do anything. We ask you once again as the divine children that you are right now, and I see you all as little children. And see with your friends that are on this conference call right now, being able to easily create whatever we have come here to create. For we have come here to create together. We have contracts, so to speak, to work together. Now, these are not contracts written in blood. They are fun contracts. They are contracts that we have made as children would when they say, okay, I will be the cowboy, and I will be the Indian. So these are the contracts that we have. And now we will go, and you will go hide, and I will go chase you. And I will shoot arrows at you, but in this case, we're not going to shoot arrows at each other. We're going to play. We're going to create things, create beautiful cities and beautiful... Hello. We will create beautiful light centers, geometries, and beautiful things and things to play on. Play with the dolphins, play with each other. Create art and music. Whatever our heart's desire is, see this, see this, see this. All of us working together, playing together, creating together. And we will also ask you to now see yourself manifesting immense wealth to accomplish this. Every single one of us manifesting immense wealth. We all need great amounts of money to accomplish what we have come here to accomplish. There is much to be done. For if your attention is upon survival, well, how can you create? Survival is no longer your focus. Creation is your focus. What am I creating now, and how can I create more of it? Or if I am creating something now that is not exactly what I would like to create any longer, how can I assist this part of myself to become and be in the presence, in the full presence of our power, to create what our spirits desire us to? We ask you all now to send a wave of forgiveness to all aspects of yourself, all of your soul extensions and your ancestors, to every aspect of yourself, everything that you can imagine, everything that you have ever experienced in this lifetime, other lifetimes upon this planet, lifetimes upon other planets, dimensions, all of your soul extensions. Send a wave of love and forgiveness. We call upon the law of forgiveness. Send away beautiful, beautiful, forgiving energies. Send this wave to all space, all time, to all aspects of you. Everything is forgiven. Send a wave of forgiveness to every single being that any aspect of yourself feels disconnected to, angry with. is forgiven. Send this message out. All is forgiven. Ask everyone to just be in this present moment. It is a new time. Just say, I ask all aspects of myself. All of my soul extensions, all of my ancestors, be in this present moment now. To merge with me in this present moment through love, the energies of forgiveness. And it is time now for you all to forgive yourselves. Send yourself your own wave of forgiveness. Everything that you feel that you have done or should have done or should not have done to anyone, to yourself. And forgive everyone else that has hurt you in any way, or you feel that has. You do not need to see them all, know them all. We call upon the law of forgiveness to flow to all of these beings now. Just know everything is forgiven. And just love yourselves. Centering once again in your heart. Do we give you another key? Perhaps the biggest key that we could give you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness brings you into the present. Brings those parts of ourselves that are stuck in the past, stuck in time, angry, judgmental. From our past experience, when we have been hurt, we have been betrayed and so forth. brings your consciousness fully into the present. For any aspect of ourselves that is not forgiven, we're stuck in time, stuck in the past. And how can we be present? How can we embody our presence, our spirit, if there are parts of us stuck in the past? So your goal, once again, if you choose to accept this mission, is to once again be in the presence. So when you are in the presence, you do not need to be concerned about anything in the past. Whether or not aspects of yourselves are experiencing healing or not. When you are in the present, everything in the past takes care of itself. We ask you all once again to feel your presence fully grounded in your body on planet Earth, anchored in Mother Earth, the core of Mother Earth. And breathe once again, breathing in the unified field, breathing in your spirit, breathing in your full presence, breathing in your consciousness. Breathing into your heart. This is another key we give you, another very large key. Function, speak, listen, feel from and with your heart. This is your dimensional doorway. This is your spiritual access doorway. This is your Merkaba activator doorway. This is the doorway to opening, balancing the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And to balancing the heart and mind. By bringing your consciousness into your heart, then your heart and your mind, the divine marriage is complete, and you can create powerfully. With the wisdom of the masculine and the alchemical power of the divine feminine, the alchemical power of love. You are working with love and light. Light being a more masculine ray, the love being a more feminine ray. You are creating with love and light. From the love that is in your heart, you create what is perfect to be created now through inner alchemy, through love, through compassion, through divine imagination. And with the light, you send this light through the unified field into the world. Say, light, create this for me. And it has the power of love with it and behind it, the power of your spirit. Without the power of love, the light will not know exactly where to go, or it will be imbalanced. It will not be directed by love, it will be directed by the mind, by the ego. It will be directed by perceptions. And perceptions that are based in survival rather than thrival. I hope you got that word. It was T-H-R-I-V-A-L. I'm sure it's in the dictionary. It's called the thrival instinct. Gone now is the survival instinct. We are now connecting to the thrival instinct. It's now time to thrive. This is another reason why we are doing this teleclass, to connect our energy. For in divine synergy, our energies are combined. Our power is combined, which creates a very powerful synergy. The most powerful creations that you will all create upon this planet will be in synergy with others. You can feel the power when you get together and even just envision things together. I'm sure you all felt the power when we were envisioning together. For together we can create heaven on earth easily and gracefully. And together we can assist each other to create heaven in our individual lives. So I would like you all now to see and know, regardless of whether you know each other's names, where you're living on the planet, to know that and see and grant with your love a gift, magic if it were, a magical blessing to everyone. And we will use it in words so that everyone can say, and then we can send it out in our words. So I would just like you all to see, I give a magical blessing to everyone in this teleclass, easily and gracefully manifest everything their heart desires, everything that they have come planet Earth to accomplish. I give each and every one of you my support, my love, my light, unconditionally, to help you create what your spirit desires, manifest your destiny here upon planet Earth. I give you a gift of power, divine power, that is completely compassionate and considerate and loving. Give you, each and every one of you, fairy blessings, magic. And I wish you all, every one of you, to know that you are awesome, magnificent, beautiful, stupendous, superheroes, magical, divine beings, miraculous, creative masters. I give you my support to embody this in your lives easily and gracefully with the power of my God presence, with the power and assistance of the Ascended Masters and Angels and the entire hierarchy. And everything that your heart desires is manifesting now. With the power of your God presence. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So saith I. With the full power of my being, and everyone just absorb this and feel this now. Feel the support from everyone. And just soak it up. Really soak it in. Really feel it. Feel the support. Feel the support of your spirit. Feel the support of everyone on this teleclass. Feel the support of the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Feel the support of Mother Earth. She is quite happy with our journey. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this beautiful journey, feeling the support. I hope that you've all felt the beautiful support from all of your friends. I'm in bodies and not in bodies, or in like bodies. And I want you all to just ground this energies, all these vibrations. Pull them in, feel them. And I want you to breathe through your nose and out your mouth. Pulling in these energies and bringing them all the way down through your legs, through your feet, into the earth. Through the breath, breathing in through your nose, and exhale. exhaling through your mouth, grounding these energies through your feet. This is the breath of integration. In through the nose, out through the mouth, grounding these energies through your legs, through your feet, and here. Breathing through the nose, out through the mouth, grounding these energies down. Continuing with the breath of integration. Nose and out through your mouth till you feel the energy of integration. Feel that these energies are grounded. Conscious breathing. Learning to breathe like the whales and dolphins. Take it for granted being surrounded by oxygen all the time. But if you lived in the water and only could breathe when your little breathing hole was at the surface, you would be much more consciously aware of your breath. The whales and dolphins know that consciousness follows breath. Remind you of this key. Utilize this key in your life. This is why breath is so important in yoga. Consciousness follows breath. Spirit follows your consciousness. The more conscious you are, the more you're able to embody divine presence. Now in your conscious state, feel your presence still here in this normal, awake sort of state. Presence hasn't gone anywhere. Still here. Feel it in your body. This is the purpose of meditation, to put yourself in a state of openness and awareness so that you can embody your presence, so that your presence can stay here all the time, not just be here when you're meditating. So, beloved, now once again, centered in your heart, aware and awake, everything around you still feeling presence.